started this stream, Steve, I told guys, when they really get good at the game, they start to understand that it's not what, just what you say. It's what you say, how you say it, why you said it, and who you said it to. When you can craft all four elements and become the avatar and spiral that shit down and strike your attack, that's when you're really a deadly motherfucker, because it shows your sort of self-awareness and your emotional intelligence and you know, all the factors involved as a communicator and as you're interacting with the world.
Yeah, we're good. Your lines are open, guys, if y'all want to call in. But it also shows, T, it also shows that you have confidence in what you're doing, because what you're doing is actually leading her where you wanted to go, even though it's not leading her where you want it to be. You know, a lot of guys always want to lead it to the bedroom, but you're persuading her to really invest in you, Ty. I mean, what say you on that, brother?
Yeah, and I love that you use the word confidence, you know, to having the confidence to lead her and all those kind of things. Well, really, every time I see the word confidence, I like to use the word trust in self, because, you know, I really can make a video going deeper into this, but when I think of confidence, I think of you having enough trust in yourself for someone else to have trust in you. Because if she's going to, you know, open herself up sexually, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or in every way she chooses to, you have to trust yourself enough to, in order to deliver that message to her where she can trust you and she can sort of open herself up to you. And a lot of y'all think that's just, oh, this guy is so confident, he walks around with his head high, his shoulders back. But in reality, it's a lot of the times that's why you'll get tested in the first place. Because the person who trusts themselves and the person who doesn't will respond in two different ways. And then if you pass or fail that test, it shouldn't even be a test for someone who trusts themselves. It should merely be seeing that they're going to do exactly who they are, who they claim to be, exactly how they said they would. And that's just natural. There's nothing as a test or a pop quiz or a sort of shake and bake to your character.
Yeah, it's weird how a lot of guys don't ever try to look at themselves to be the answer or try to be the end result. They're always looking at the woman. They're always looking for the woman to lead. But one thing we do, T, is we lead ourselves. We lead ourselves in all of our conversations. We lead ourselves in where we want to take her. We even lead ourselves to let her go and dismiss her when she's getting out of line, big dog. It's all the same.
No, and just like that, Steve, it's like something I mentioned in our last show, guys, talking about, you know, getting bitches and all that. That whole flex. So I fucked this many bitches and my body count this high. And then next thing you know, you check a dude body count, and I wouldn't fuck none of them bitches. I don't want none of your bodies. I don't even respect your body count. For real, for real. And then you add on top of that, that's not a flex to a man that gets bitches, or the man that fucks bitches, or can fuck bitches. It starts to become a flex in your character. Can a woman get you? How easy are you? How attainable are you? How accessible is your energy as a person? Anybody just come in and out of life, you anywhere and everywhere, talking to anybody and everybody for any and every purpose. You see yourself. Listen, I could go all into it, Steve.
No. I think that a lot, so many guys, and guys, y'all have a question, put a Q in there if you want to call in. The lines are open. I just think so many guys out there, and wait, we got a call. Wow, that's quick. Erico 870, well, I'm about to finish. All right, 870, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? So I just wanted to ask, how do I get, like, a female to open up a little bit more, and even when her conversation is dry, because I carry all the conversations that we have, but the conversations just be a little dry. So I just wanted to see how can I get her to open up a little bit more.
Well, T, you want to go first, or shall I?
Yeah, this. You're looking at it as how you are acting in that particular conversation, but you got to realize how you're acting within yourself. When you think of opening up or expressing yourself or communicating, there's something going on in that chain that says, I am not strong enough to be vulnerable. I am not strong enough to be exposed. So I have to guard and protect myself and put up some sort of defense, because I'll be better off that way. So then by the time you think of opening your mouth or even saying something to that person, you're playing within the line of trying to be safe and trying to be defensive. You're already limiting your options of creativity, because creativity doesn't come from being safe or normal or correct or perfect. creativity is just creativity.
Yeah, Cole, let me ask you a question. What are y'all talking about?
I mean, I try to have, like, different, deeper intellectual conversations with her. Like, I ask her,
Sir, when I ask you what 2 + 2 is, just give me the 4, please. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree and you giving her an apple, okay? What is the conversations that you're leading her to have, because she's not the problem? You're the problem. Let's get into why you're the problem. What are the conversations that you're talking about?
I mean, it's really, to be honest, it's more, to me, it feels like more small talk. And I don't really enjoy the small talk, so I try to have.
Okay, sir, you're creating the small talk because you're leading her because you have no experience with women. Again, what are you talking about? And let me hear these boring-ass conversations you're having. What are you talking about?
Have a conversation.
The answer to that question is that a conversation involves two people, right? Now, assuming you're not forcing her to respond and be responding to you, assuming you're not forcing her, you know, beating against a dead horse, you are also involved in this conversation. So if it's dry and boring, some of that accountability goes to you. Are you dry and boring?
Nah, I don't feel like I'm dry and boring.
You're very dry. You're putting me to sleep. Right now you're so dry because you're not. Can you answer the question, please? What are the two of you talking about, sir?
I mean, it's kind of like it'll be oh. something like. I mean, honestly, just now I just asked her like where. She said she's gonna go graduate to a graduation or something. And I asked her where the graduation she was going to. And
do
I mean, it's different. It'll be.
Wait, caller, do you care where the graduation is going?
If I'm being honest, not really.
So why are you asking the question if you don't care to get the answer?
The right thing to do.
To just make some kind of conversation out of
something. So you're the okay. You understand you're boring, right? You have nothing. You're very inexperienced with women. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I guess I understand what
you're
saying.
What do you guess? I mean, I'm not the one asking boring ass questions to get answers that I don't even care about. So. You don't have a mouthpiece. You're boring. You're average. Because average guys do
correct.
What you do. I'm sorry?
No, I said you're correct.
Well, I don't try to be correct. I'm just telling you what it is. It's just that you're the reason why, and everybody listening, they're you. A guy that cannot have a decent conversation with a woman to show her why she should be getting with him. You're just boring. Ty, what say you, man?
I would say that there's your answer right there, because if you ask her something like that, like, okay, where's the graduation at? And then she tells you where. Okay, where is this going? That's the real question. Is where is me talking to you? I don't know your name, caller, specifically, but you got to imagine, bro. You are one of, let's say she's a nicer chick. You're one of any insurmountable amount or number of guys that want her and want to see her and that want to X, Y, and Z. So what is she getting from your interaction? And then not even that, do you know what you provide with your interaction in order to provide an interaction in anything itself? Do you provide what do you choose to provide at that particular time? And this is where you have to ask yourself. This is where you have fun with it. Do I want to be seductive? I'm muted because I'm a psycho.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But do you want to be seductive right now? Do you want to make her laugh? Do you want to make her smile? Do you want to, shit, you can even inspire her. You can even uplift her. You can even, you know, realizing that you have that choice with your own words, with the power in your words, with the power in your intention, is when you start to realize where your conversations can be different. You don't just look to be safe or, you know, as you might have described that as, well, I just wanted to make up something to talk about. Why do that when you can be so much more? I muted it for you, Steve.
Thank you, thank you. So what do you want with this woman? What do you want with this? What do you want with this woman?
I mean, I want to at least try for just get to know her and go for a relationship. But
why
I mean,
you lying?
If that ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you lying? You don't want a relationship from her. Why are you lying?
How you know that? What make you say that?
How do you even know her well enough to even want a relationship with her? Please tell me.
Nah, well, what is saying, before I said, I'd just rather get, I'd rather get
yes,
to know her. I mean, because
no,
really, because what they saying,
no,
I want
sir, I just asked you what your end game is, and you said I want a relationship with her. What has she done to show you that she's relationship material?
Okay, that makes sense. They ain't really did too much.
Call it an answer is nothing. I'm glad you just answered it without answering it.
Yeah.
I said
nothing though.
No, I mean I had to mute because he was talking. What I'm saying. Why are you pussyfooting with this woman?
Shoot, ain't nothing really. No reason.
What are you scared of?
What am I scared of?
Yeah, because apparently you're beating around the bush with a woman that you really want to smash. You don't want to be in a relationship with. Why are you playing around with her?
Here it goes. Coming, chat. Hopefully he can finally accept that. A lot of times when y'all do this, when y'all guys do this, and y'all don't even realize, you're playing it safe. You wanna kind of stick around safely enough for you to get some opportunity pussy. Some I'm around and she likes me enough, she might let me fuck. Or if I keep being nice enough,
yes,
or friendly enough, or treat her good enough, she might finally let me fuck. Stop. Can we, bro, listen. You can get what you want in a much simpler, easier manner, bro. I'm telling you. And then listen, guess what? You can't choose for her. So when you try to take the sneaky, long-term, play the role way, you're trying to make the choice for her. What if she don't want to fuck you? What if she don't like you? What if you are boring and dry to her? What if you ain't worth fucking? That's her choice, bro.
I mean,
right, so
yeah, I'm not saying, like, my thing, like, I'm saying I really want an actual relationship, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't saying...
What do you want? What do you want from the moment you went and gave her your number to this current moment in time? What do you want? Where's your head at in that particular situation?
For me, I don't want to
say in the most direct, real way that you can.
I actually want a relationship, but whether or not I want that with her, I don't know that yet because I don't know her enough to, you know what I'm saying?
Steve, did I say it in Mandarin?
No. Call her.
Did I say it in Turkish or something?
Right. Apparently. How
you
old
kinda,
are you, caller?
You kind of cut out.
How old are you? How old are you, caller? How old are you? We got another 813. We'll get you 1 second. How old are you?
I'm 19.
What do you want from this woman?
Oh, Steve, I can't hear him no more. It changed. The audio's changed.
I don't want to get to know her.
No, you don't want to get to know her. Why are you lying? What do you want from her?
All right, call it. Notice something, right?
I don't want nothing from her.
The fact that we press you to say an answer, which should already be just on the forefront of your intention.
Yeah.
If you can't form a sentence from the most basic level of knowing what you want, why do you think your conversation is boring with that woman? Add 1 + 1 and see if you can get 2. If I struggle to communicate and understand myself, and I don't even know myself or what I want or why I want it, clearly and consciously, why is she bored? And why is our conversation boring? And why can't we talk? Why don't I know how to talk to her? Let's add these two together. We ain't gonna give you the answer. Let's see if you could think. Just add them together for yourself. What did putting those two together mean to you? Like, how does that make sense to you?
It don't make sense. But what I'm saying, like, what I'm saying, I actually want a relationship. Not saying that I want that with that girl, but I mean, my goal is to get all right, to a relationship. All right,
you're looking for
I'm just trying
why?
To get to. I'm just trying to.
Why? Wait,
I'm
trying
to get
why?
To know her.
I'm curious. Enlighten me. Why are you
why
looking
do
for
I
a relationship?
Want a relationship?
Yeah, why are you want one?
Because it's,
I'm curious. It's wrong. It's
talking to different.
I don't know why.
Just because talking to different hoes and all that, I mean, this it ain't got boring to me. Right.
Okay, so you want a relationship because you're bored. Not a relationship.
Yeah.
So you want something more meaningful than just fucking with a bunch of different chicks.
Exactly.
Ty, he doesn't want a relationship. He doesn't. What? You don't even know what a relationship is. Why are you so thirsty? That I'm not sure every woman you meet, you're telling them that you want a relationship. So why are you coming? What is it about you surface dwellers? Why do you want a relationship? You're 19. Why would you want to have a relationship? Why do you want to be in a relationship? You're only 19.
I just told you why.
I mean, listen.
I don't feel like I don't
have
like
good. That's some good reason, bro. You for the fucking hoes. So you bored a fucking hoe,
yeah,
so you want to try That's why you want to be in a relationship. You don't know what you're looking for, why you're looking for it. So guess what, Carla? You won't know how to find it.
What's up?
All right, Carla. We're going in circles with you, man. We got another callers, big guy. So call back, and you know what you want, dude. We can't help you if you don't know what you want. You just ran off. So area code 813, then 470. 813, you're on. What's your question, sir? Then 470, you're next. 813, what's your question, brother?
Yo, hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm scared.
Hey, bro, would you ever, bro?
Like,
yo, get directly to the question, bro. Honesty is not appreciated, but you know, just get straight to the question, brother.
How do I get out of a toxic relationship without getting hurt?
Hurt by what?
Like not losing my life.
Losing? Who the fuck you dating? The fucking Ted Bundy? Motherfucking Edward Scissorhands?
Nah, thing is, bro, like, so yesterday, I'm talking to this girl. I've been dating her for like 2 months and shit. And then, the first three weeks.
Something about 2 months?
2 months. So, like, yesterday, she don't try to stab me, Wolf.
All right.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, caller, just hang the phone up on us. Just hang up on us, okay? Just hang up in our face right now, please. Do us a favor and hang up on us, okay?
But, like,
okay?
I ain't going to.
Thank you. Just hang up on us, but let me.
First 48, my boy.
Yeah, you ain't on it. Anyway, air code 470.
Let me tell you what you don't do. Let's just make this public. The fact that we got to say this online. You don't grab the knife and stab her. You don't fight her back. You don't get all messy and stop. Listen, you leave the situation. She crazy. She want to be crazy. Listen, her actions have nothing to do with you. Now, listen, you might have did some shit to feed that fire and make her more crazy. And you have to be able to take accountability knowing what the fuck you did, and maybe you lied to her, broke her heart, or, you know, I don't know what y'all niggas be out here doing. But at the end of the day, You ain't just going to get on this call and be like, oh, she tried to stab me yesterday because I was sitting on the couch watching SpongeBob. like, bro, come on, man. So don't come here and cry wolf and she, this girl is crazy. She's trying to stab me. Bro, listen. You did something led somewhere and added did something to do something. What did you do? And why did you do it? And how can you not do that shit again so that another girl ain't trying to stab you or that you don't pick another girl who will even allow herself to get to that level? Right. A real mature chick, she ain't going to try to stab you, my nigga. She'd have blocked your dumb ass.
Hey, T, is the echo gone when I mute like this? Is the echo gone when I turn down my thing?
I don't even hear it at all.
Okay, good. Okay, no more. Just make sure.
Unmuted or muted.
Okay, cool. All right, let's bring in air code 470, then bring in 347. 470, what's your question, sir? What's up? Oh, wait, and then we'll click into you. 470. All right, sir.
Yeah.
You're on lock now. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm 14, and just recently I got a relationship with this girl I was dating. And
14?
With her because, yeah, I'm 14.
14? Hey.
Yep.
14?
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, my boy. You better off asking about your credit score.
Yeah, exactly. But what is your question? Don't need to tell us. What's your question?
Yeah, just like I broke up with her because I was like, yo, I got to work on myself. Like, I'm Christian, right? So there's a lot of spiritual development I realized that I had to do. And not too long ago. So I have a lot of personal problems. Like, apparently I'm really friendly to, like, ladies and stuff like that, right? So I was checking up on one of my female friends.
And whose opinion? Yeah, whose opinion are you too friendly to the ladies?
Like everybody I've ever met in my lifetime.
Well, and tell me why. Oh, go ahead, Steve.
I don't know. No, I'm not going to try to get him, man. What is your question, young man? We got another call. What is your question that you're asking?
Man, I got my dog, Steve, fed the fuck up, man.
Yeah, I was leading up to it. So we
but don't lead up to it. Just ask. What is your question?
So, like, how do you maintain, like, that type of character when you're dealing with issues? Because, like, obviously I try my best to keep poised.
Well, you got to wait for your nuts to drop. You ain't ready for this. Hey, stay in school, keep making your good grades, and wait until you grow a little bit more hair on your chest, all right?
All right.
Stay up, man. All right, we'll put you back in. Thank you. Air code 347, you're up at 832. 347, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hello?
All right, next caller. Area code 832. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sir, what is your question, sir?
Can you hear me? I just want to make sure I'm on. I didn't hear the number.
Area code 289, sir. What is your question, sir? How are you? Welcome to the show. What is your question, sir? 289 going
on. I'm just wondering how. You hear me?
Sir, if I ask you what your question is, do you think I can hear you?
All right, so my question is, if I'm talking to a girl and she starts getting nervous, I'm wondering how I can make her more comfortable or, like, open up in a way.
Sir, okay, but sir, how do you know she's nervous? When did you become a mind reader? Well, he hung the phone up. I guess he got scared.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. Air code 301. You're up. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Huh? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, man. Look, it's your boy Mel. I'm not going to lie.
All right, go ahead, gang. You deliver the message.
What's his name? What's the man mindset? What do I call you? The man mindset?
Steve
sir,
Dean, the man
sir,
mindset.
What is your question, sir?
Stop rushing me, nigga. Come on, man. You're rushing everybody.
Air code 347, sir. What's your question, sir? How can we help you? Yes, 347. Hello. What's your question?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Oh, okay.
Bullshit today, man.
I just spoke with a shorty today.
Can you please speak up? Please speak up, please.
Yeah, I can't really speak too loud, but anyways, right? So I was
We cannot hear you. If you can't speak up, I'm gonna let you go because you're too young because you're worried about your mother listening to you. So are you gonna speak up?
Come on, bro. You got your chest in your fucking pillow, man.
But anyways, right? So I linked up with a shorty today, and like we one thing that I have a question about is that when I was in the train, like I don't know, like everything went good, but I didn't feel like talking, and I don't know, it just felt awkward. But I was able to fix it up in the second half. But I was like, how do I learn to, like, is it okay to have a moment of silence when you with a shorty, or like when y'all like together?
Sir, how old are you?
18. I'm about to move out of my first name.
How old are you?
18.
Okay, you don't sound like you're 18. You sound like you're 14 years old. So, again, wait for your nuts to drop and call back in, okay? We'll let you go because you're not being honest with us. 18-year-old does not sound like that and doesn't cover and talk on the phone on his stomach with his legs kicked up.
Swinging them back and forth.
Dangling in the air. This is why women aren't messing with y'all because – this is how
we done seen some crazy shit. That dude came in and said, "What?" Well, he said, "I'm scared."
Yeah, look how you're communicating yourself to us. Why do you think a woman wants to follow that? Women don't want to follow you guys, and we're not trying to be mean to you guys, but y'all have got to wake up. Women want men, and all your questions. Hey, how you doing? I can't really talk because I'm on my stomach with my legs up in the air, and you know I've got my hand under my chin. Which I mean, come on, man, stop, man.
Yeah, y'all nervous to even communicate a sentence and just even express yourself on the simplest level. And then y'all have to even understand how all of these broken-ass fundamentals translate to when you're put to a what shouldn't be a test, which should actually be fun and enjoyable for you. When you're put to what y'all can even consider a test or pressure, it's only test or pressure because you're trying to do something you don't know or think that you can do. But in reality, I'm going to take it back to you don't know how to do, because even when we ask y'all, all right, what is this and what is that? What is 1 + 1? What is this? Y'all can't give us 2. Y'all try to explain the story, rationalize the situation. Well, this happened and this happened and this happened. And then, well, what if somebody thinks this? And in reality, bro, a lot of y'all is wasting the potential of these calls because y'all are mentioning irrelevant information. We don't care what people think. And I don't even care enough what people think to convince you that what they think doesn't matter. It is what it is. You could live your perfect fucking life to the square of how everyone thinks you should live, and they would still criticize you on something.
Absolutely.
So you might as well be a motherfucker that you love.
All right, well, let me bring it. We got some more calls. Eric goes 661. Which question, sir? How can we help?
All right, bet.
Yeah, they're going to put us in. They're out on this.
Okay, Eric code 301. Which question, sir? How can we help you?
All right. So my question is, you know, I'm a college student. You feel me? And, you know, as it pertains to these college...
Sir, I'm going to let you go. All right, hang up the phone, young man. Just hang up the phone. Mommy's making your meal. Just hang up the phone. You're not...
Bro, please, listen. Ask the question. We don't want pity parties and sob stories. And.
But these guys aren't... They're saying that these are kids, not in college. Erico 832, what's your question, man? What's up?
You'd be surprised, man.
Yo, so my question is, so I'm in high school, I'm a junior, right? There's this girl that I see, right? Like, she low-key cute, and I want to get to know her, but, like, she's not in none of my classes, and
okay,
in the hallway,
right,
she's walking with her friends.
Call her right now.
All right.
Call her right now.
See, he probably don't even got, he don't got her number.
I got her on Instagram, but I feel like just randomly DMing her out of nowhere is like kind of weird, you know?
It's weird because you're weird.
I'm about to say, you got something to say.
Is it weird because I'm weird? How does that make sense, though?
Yes.
Well, it makes sense because you're scared of women. You don't have a mouthpiece.
I'm not scared of women. I just don't want
to. Sir, you're scared of women. Then why are you calling us if you don't have any game? You don't have any game. You wouldn't be calling us.
No, I just want to know. I would just want to know the best way to approach her because she's with her friend.
Do her a favor. Call her. Do her a favor and leave her alone. Let her wait for a real man to come along. You're not that guy.
All right, bro. You're not that guy.
Do her a favor.
Okay. Makes sense. All right, bro.
Yes. Sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, my bad, man. My bad for wasting time. I just have a simple question.
Yeah, thank you.
No, but Carla, let me make this like simple. You've been around her in prison, in school. So I'm assuming, you know, it's May. I'm assuming you live in America. School year lasts probably from August to May or June or September to June or whenever y'all scholastic year goes, right? I don't give a fuck. The bottom line is you have been around her for a consistent basis. Now we're talking about months down the line. You so-and-so want her. She's pretty or whatever the case may be. And nothing has been done for you to act on what you want at all. Not even I had to introduce myself. My name is not even a friendly gesture. Not even to show you got manners or to put your bid in to let her know what you want, why you want to talk to her. And then listen, ask yourself this when you think about this. Why would she open her legs for you?
And for all
you can't even go for what you want. If you want her to come, if you want her to switch positions, if you want her to explore her sexuality, if you want her to try something she never tried before, and you can't even get what you want, how can she trust you and fall into your arms as her man?
Yeah, we have five callers in, and everybody listening to this, I want you to, we're going to open the lines up, but I want you to listen to their voices. It's very important, guys. Listen to their voices. Listen to how they talk. And listen to how inexperienced they are. It's the same guys calling in again. But, again, we'll honor the phone calls. We'll start at 443. What's your question, sir? How can we help? All right, you're laughing like you're goofing off. All right, next question. Air code 401. What's your question, sir? 401 going once. 401 going twice. Okay. Air code 661. What's your question, sir? How can we help you? Okay. You want to play on the phone, too. Air code 475. How can I help you, sir? What's your question?
So basically, I got this shorty, but, like, she want to get in a relationship, but, like, I don't want one. So I'm trying to cut her off, but she's close to my family. So I just want to know, like, how do I do that?
So did you get your answer?
Nah.
That's your answer. Next caller. Eric code 301. What's your question, sir?
I'm not going to lie. You need to shut your Joe Budden bald-headed ass looking ass up, nigga. I'm not going to lie. Stop cutting people off and let them fucking talk, nigga. They can't even get their point across. Fuck.
Are you done? Why'd you hang up? Okay.
Steve, they don't want you to get started, man. They fucking with the wrong one, man.
I'm showing that. I mean, this is, and all y'all guys laughing. This is how women see y'all. That's why I'm just letting it open it up. I want you guys to see when you don't have game. This is how women see y'all.
Man.
Corny. Just losers. Losers that's just, y'all are just losers.
Hello. So I would like to know. My question is,
We might have to just go in and talk on our talking points for 5 to 10 minutes to just reset the foolery of the cause.
Yeah, we're gonna do. Yeah, all right. Let's see.
It's muted. It's muted.
I'm muted. So let's see.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. 347.
Okay. So first off, I like to say the air.
The mic
this has nothing to do with like game.
Sir,
hello.
What is your question? What is your question?
Can you guys hear me?
All right, look. If I ask you what your question is, you think I can hear you?
Sorry, I didn't know if you were talking to me. I'm sorry. But
no, I was because when I answered the phone, I said hello, and I asked you what your question is. So I'm not talking to Taekwondo. I'm talking to you. So what is your question?
I'd like to know. First off. Like, what it feels, or like, on my pathway to discovering myself, who I am as a person. I'm 15, you know. I still haven't experienced what it feels like to be like an adult, and I just want like tips. I like what can you say to a person who's trying to like figure themselves out, what they do, what their passion, like stuff like that. Because I see that y'all two very respectable men. You know, y'all act and y'all carry yourselves like if y'all know what y'all want in y'all lives, what y'all trying to do with y'all future. And I just want y'all to, like, educate me. Because I'm on the pathway to kind of, like, becoming a new person, a new me for the future. So, like, what can you say about that?
Well, I think you should go rub your mom's back. Rub her feet.
Huh? Excuse me?
I think you should go rub your mom's back and her feet. Because that's going to be your life. What is it that you want to hear? That you want us to tell you you're going to be a winner? No, you're not going to win. Matter of fact, women are going to use you the rest of your life. Why did he hang up? What happened? Why did he hang up?
And you like that answer?
I'm saying all these guys sound like soft males. They just sound like they soft. We got the lines. We got three. You want me to bring them in, Tyler? Taekwondo? You want to wait and let them sit for a second? What would you like to do, sir?
I think we should go back into our talking points, man.
All
right. Is it going? They need
yeah, we'll make him wait. Y'all gonna have to wait. 347-661 and 401. Y'all gonna have to wait because y'all are the same people asking the same dumbass questions.
I'll let you start off. You know what the title means to you.
Well,
you know since I
talk
about that much.
Well, the title means to me is that. When you have your stuff together, you don't have to worry about what the woman is. And what y'all can see is all these guys, they all have one thing in common. Everything they're making, everything about is the woman. What do I do for her? How do I get her? How do I move for her? And they're just talking the wrong language. They have been trained to pander and kiss the woman's ass. T, what say you, brother?
No, just like that. It all comes into the way you even word your questions and sentences. Well, you know, it was awkward and, you know, it's silence awkward. You know, it was, you know, I'm trying to, you know, what would you say to somebody who's trying to discover themselves or not even realizing the irony in the questions and how you're wording it and how it shows us that you view yourself in the situation as a victim, as the loser, as the one who needs to do something to be enough for someone else.
Yeah, and it also what's sad is that, I mean, they can joke and they can prank and all this other stuff, but you got to go back to school tomorrow and hang out with the girl that you've been ogling over for the past year now, wondering how I can say something to her because my year's almost up and we're about to graduate to another grade, so... I mean, it's sad. I mean, well, we got six in the queue, T. We got six in the queue waiting.
All right, come on, man. Let's do what we do.
Let's do what we do. Let me hope this is a regular guy. 917, did you have a question? Error code 917. What's up, man?
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve. Good afternoon, Ty. So my question is kind of about college. I'm in a position right now where my father is not going to really – he's not really around to help out. My mom's in a tough position as well. And I don't really know what to do, even though I kind of have a plan. Just like the financial part of it, it's a bit tough right now.
What's your question, man?
I don't know what to do.
It's not a question.
It's a statement.
I was wondering if I should go into the military. Should I try to go to college route, get going to student loans?
On any choice, because you'll realize you have more options and choices and potential pathways in your hands besides even the simple ones. You might even find something that you might not have realized in the beginning, because you might also be short-selling your own potential to make things happen, which I wouldn't be surprised if you were. But what I would say to that is, if you get dealt a shitty hand in the card game, play your hand to the best that you fucking can. Don't complain about your hand. Don't get mad that your hand is trash. Don't get mad somebody's hand is better. Don't even think about somebody's hand. Because any thoughts which are wasted on useless things, this whole idea of being the victim and things are this and bad and good and but are less thoughts that you could be using and focusing on making things happen. So I said it to say a part of your problem of why you don't know what to do probably is because that you think what you have to do is impossible or guess what it might? It might require something of you that you've never been before, which means that you're growing, which means that you're being uncomfortable, being put in a position or a situation which you have not been in before. So, you know, now is the time where you're back against the wall. Do you double down or do you bitch up?
I'm going to double down.
Well, it's not your responsibility to take care of your mother. So what does that tell you?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I say it's not your responsibility to take care of your mother. So what does that tell you?
I just got to...
What does that tell you? You're talking about taking care of your mother. You shouldn't be doing that. What does that tell you?
I tell you, I'll be able to take care of yourself first, bro.
Thank you.
You won't even be able to lead her with a victim mentality. You got to listen. You really gonna have to lead by example. What they say, a rising tide lifts all boats.
How? We?
Are you a boat or are you the rising tide? The golden egg or the golden goose?
Okay.
The right thing to say, or are you the solution? The right thing to do, or are you the solution? Come on, bro. Who are you?
You hit him with so many jabs, he can't even say
shit. I'm the solution.
Come on, man.
You're not the solution. Don't lie to yourself.
You gotta know it, my nigga. You gotta say it like you claim that shit, like you are that shit.
Caller, I'm trying to get you. Listen, young man, how old are you? Let's be honest. How old are you? 16?
I'm 17.
You're 17. You still in the military?
No, I'm not. I'm in college right now. I graduated a bit early.
All right, well, I'm fine if you graduate, but why are you trying to take care of your mother? When is it your responsibility to take care of your mother?
I know it's not my responsibility, but I just
don't
want to put her in a position.
What is it? Not whoa. No. You're not her bank. She put herself in a position. Don't sit around, and I say this for all you guys out here. Love your mom, but she's not your responsibility. She's an adult. She put herself in a situation. You need to take care of yourself.
Okay.
Or do you want to be a mommy's boy? You want to be a bank account where she's always borrowing money from you?
No, sir.
And not pay you back? Well, love her by not taking care of her. Love her by letting her know to get another job, to do something. But it's not fair for her to take money from you when you're trying to create your own life. You're trying to grow. You're trying to move into the world. How are you going to grow when you're taking care of a grown adult? How are you going to grow?
I can't grow.
You can't grow because, and this is what your problem is, that if it's not going to be mom, it's going to be a woman. If it's not mom, it's going to be a woman.
You only make people worse that way, bro.
Yeah. You're not your mother's responsibility. Right. Love your mother, but get out of that situation. And if she borrows money, she's got to pay you back. And you cannot let her use, she raised you, clothed you, and fed you for 17 years type thing. No, that's I didn't ask to come into this world. Now that I'm here, it was your job to take care of me, clothe me, and feed me. So that was your job as my mother. But you're not my mom. I love you, but you're not my responsibility. And you got to have that powwow with a young man, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, stand
I
up, young man.
I appreciate
you. All right, great call, sir. Great call. Let's bring in next care. Area code 516, sir. What's your question, sir? 561, I'm sorry.
That was real.
Yeah, 561, what's your question, sir? 561 once. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, what's your question, sir?
My question is, how do I be the solution to any female I might be interested in?
Count to five. Count to five for me.
Count
to five
for
me. Can you count to five for me, please? You count to five for me? Count to five. Let me show you something. Count to five.
Count to five for what?
Oh, I'm about to show you something if you do it. Count to five.
All right, one, two, five, bro.
Count to five, dweller.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay. What's the difference between you counting to five and how you sound right now? And that should be, and that's going to be your answer. When you counted to five, you did it with confidence. You're talking to us like you're sorry, dog. You're talking to us like a sucker. You don't have no game. So how can you what? What is your how can you what? What do you want to know? How can you keep losing?
Nah, like right now I feel like I'm just trying to elevate myself on some shit like before I even get into like any type of relationships and shit and
shit. Hold on. How can you get relationships? Why is it frozen? All right, T, I'll be in there one second. Let me. It froze. I don't know why it froze up. Hold on a second. Yeah, they can't hear it, right? Yeah, I see. I know the problem. Hold on a second. For some reason, my Ecamm Live is not open anymore. I don't know why. What the hell? Hold on, caller. Hold on. I'm trying to. Yeah. Talk to him real quick, Ty. Let me go ahead and I'm gonna switch from my Apple to my regular computer because this thing's acting up. But go ahead and talk to him, Ty. Just talk to him. You're live on the air. Go ahead and talk to him. All right, caller. Just stay tight. Hang tight, Tyler. We'll be right with you. Hold on. One second, sir. All right, hold on a second. Let me see here. Why is this shit frozen? Check, check. Check, check, check. All right, Tiki, you hear me, brother? So, IT, you can't hear me? Hold on a second. Yeah, I can hear you. Got it. One second. All right, I should hear you now. You got me, T? You got me everything?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
So, is it repeating or anything? How we got? I apologize for the...
Mic check, 1, 2. No, we good.
All right, we good. So, all right, we're good. I'm sorry, guys. Let me go ahead and bring in this call. Right, let's see if this works. 661. You hear us, 661?
Hello?
661, can you hear us?
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me? Hello, hello?
Do you hear him?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you.
Go ahead, 661.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, my question is, how can I flow when I'm talking to a female? Like, you know, Taekwondo mentioned this a lot. Like, it's important to, you know, have fun when you're talking. That, like, that's part of the game. But, like, how exactly do you flow? Because I get nervous at times. You know what I'm saying?
But how can you? Okay, are you a student of myself at Taekwondo as far as getting coaching?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go. I'm a woman. We're sitting at the table. Let's hear you talk. What are you saying?
All right. How's your day been?
Why are you asking her how her day been when you don't care about her day?
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I know I'm right. I'm not trying to be right. So you're sitting in front of her. Y'all are talking. You're on your date. What are you saying to her?
I have no idea.
Well, then this is why you shouldn't go on a date with a woman. Then you see, this is why
This is where the flow goes wrong, because you don't know what you want to say, why you want to say it, or what impact you are choosing to have on her when you say it.
So
you gotta realize that the flow doesn't come from this move and that move and this move. The flow is the entire process.
The flow
is the ease that you have when you're doing it, because you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. So the reason you have this jitteriness or this fear, on the opposite side of that coin is the flow, and for the opposite reasons, the fact that you don't know versus the fact that you do know.
Right, caller, can you hear him? What did he say, caller?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know if he can hear.
Caller. Repeat the number that I say. 4. I don't think you can hear.
Right, caller, you can't hear him. You can hear me, right? But you can't hear him?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't hear right, caller no more.
You can hear
him. Okay,
you can hear him, but he can't hear you. Hold on.
Hello?
I'm going to switch the line. Let me switch the line again.
Might be a line, because for some reason Blog Talk is acting out. It's not us. It's the system of Blog Talk. So let me try to I'm going to call right in. Blog Talk system is acting up. So give us a second. But anyway, Ty, keep talking. I'm gonna try another way to call in and stuff. Give me 1 second, brother. Let me set the line, and we'll break it 919. But keep talking real quick. I'll be right back. Just keep talking.
On a date with that girl, and a lot of times that's where y'all lack your substance or your purpose or your flow, because
a modern cult, by contrast, separates its members from others, rather than providing guidelines for members.
That's where awkwardness comes in, because you have no beginning, middle, or end. You have no punchline. You have no opener. You have no hook. So you got to realize, just think of it like an essay.
Check.
When you read that essay and there's an introductory paragraph, there's a hook, there's the thesis statement, you can clearly, even when, you know, just think of how a teacher grades an essay and looking at yourself as an interaction. Don't put this much pressure on yourself, not in the sense of stressing or testing yourself, but understand that there's a method to the madness. You know what I'm saying? There's an introduction, there's the hook, there's this thesis. This is how you back your points up in the paragraphs. It's how you round it out in the conclusion without repeating yourself, but actually making a point and getting to it. Hello?
No, you're good. You're good. I'm just trying to check the lines. Keep going. I'm just checking the lines.
Okay. But, and then in the process of figuring that out, right, that's where you'll get your flow, because then guess what? You're not in a rush. You're not forcing anything. You're not hesitating. You're not. Making actions motivated by fear or inspired by fear, but you're doing it inspired by purpose and with a reason. And guess what? A reason which you came up with and a reason that you trust. Therefore, you'll have that poise. You'll have that direction, that guidance, that fun, and you'll be able to kick back because you trust what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Yeah, let me try to bring this call in and see if it works. Blog Talk is acting up real quick. I don't know what's going on. 919, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
919, going once. Hello, 919.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know. What is wrong with Blog Talk today? It's acting up. I'm trying.
Let's see if it's the callers, though, unless you can see that.
I'm going to try one more thing because we can hear them. So I'm going to bring them in. We can hear their question. We'll just answer it. So let me just set something up. Give me one second. Let me set something up. I'll be right back. Let me set it up.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on today, y'all, man. We're getting technical difficulties, man. We having technical difficulties. I'm going to look at some questions now. Like I said, I put on the taekwondo, got the girl's number. How do I keep the girl without the sex? What do you mean? Elaborate on that. What are you talking about?
Can you hear me?
Keep it like a pet.
All right, now we're not. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay. We can hear you. Ask your question, and we'll answer it. The lines are acting up, but go ahead and ask your question.
Steve? I've been a fan for a long time. I just want to let you and Taekwondo know, like, you guys are awesome. And I just want to know, I make a lot of mistakes with ladies. You know, I'm a guy that leads me with my wallet, and, you know, I'm like 5
Okay, 919. Can you do me a favor, please?
What's that, sir?
Sir. Okay, please just hang up the phone on me. Just hang up on me before I hang up on you, okay?
Yo,
just hang
Steve,
up on
me. It's me.
Thank you. Okay. So area code 614, what's your question? How can we help you, man? Six one four going once, six one four going twice.
Yo.
Yes, yeah. What's your question, man?
All right.
Yes, your question?
We hear you, bro.
First, let you know, I'm 18. And my question is, should I try to hit one of my coworkers?
You don't have enough game. Number one, do you care about your job? No, don't hold up nothing. Do you care about your job?
No, not really.
Then why are you working the job?
That's nothing.
But then why? Okay, wait. Let me ask you a question.
Yes,
do you still live with your mother?
I live with my grandmother.
Okay. First off, why are you working a job? Do you understand that you're working, you're starting your life? Why are you working a job that you're not, why aren't you creating your career right now?
My career, I mean, it's entrepreneurship.
Dude, stop that. I mean, my God, what's wrong with your kids today? Really?
What's wrong with that?
Entrepreneur and what? What are you going to sell?
First of all.
Boring?
The fact
what are you going to sell?
And make music. I create music.
sir.
I mean, how, listen, how focused are you as an entrepreneur if you call in talking about how do I fuck this girl at my job? Well, I don't really care about my job. I'm just doing it.
No. Listen, like I said, I'm working.
Listen, bro. It sounds like you don't take anything serious.
It sounds like I don't take nothing serious.
On the most basic level of just my understanding of how I feel of it.
You don't know me.
Sir, I don't need you. Okay, sir, all right, listen.
It sounds like you don't take nothing serious, bro.
All right, sir, you're a grown-ass man that lives with his grandmother, that works a job that he doesn't like, that's trying to fuck a girl where you shouldn't. So who's the loser here?
I'm not the loser. I'm not
okay, wait. Say this. I am a loser, and hang the phone up in my face before I hang up on you. Get the fuck off the phone. Erico, okay. The lines are blowing up. But we're going to let you guys simmer for a second, and we're going to talk for a second because a lot of you surface dwellers are wasting our time. So y'all see. Let me bring that asshole that was calling in before, because I didn't recognize this motherfucker's voice and I hung up in his face.
Whatever.
Why did you hang up on me, sir?
Why did you hang up on me, sir? I was trying to get help. I'm a loser. I need help.
Well, I'm sorry. You need to find the angry man, sir, because Taekwondo and I cannot help you. Hey, everybody, it is the one and only Angry Man calling into the show, man.
What's going on, bro?
I'm sorry, Angry Man. My bad, dog.
What's good, Angry Man?
You know we put him on a short leash. Shit.
Yo, y'all must be getting trolled tonight, bro, because as soon as I jumped up there, Z was like, okay, sir, you know what you need to do? You need to hang up right now.
Yes. Yes, hang him in my fucking face. Yes.
I fuck with your show you did the other day, man. Know your worth in an ad tag.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
I fuck with that, John.
But, yeah, man, I just wanted to call in and lighten the mood for you guys real quick because I see y'all getting trolled heavy and y'all got a bunch of cats calling in with goofy shit, you feel what I'm saying? But, yo, hey, man, keep doing y'all's thing, man. I'm watching from the cloud.
Hey, we love you. We got love for you, smart ass. I didn't know that was Angry. I'm sorry, Angry Man. Angry Man. Hey, he had the message. He's like, motherfucker, it's me.
No, he put in a good one.
Yeah, he put in a good one because his voice is like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, bitch, you sound like a bitch. Then he's like, no, it's Angry Man. I'm like, you liar, it's not. No, it's Angry Man.
That's that Duncan Pender Hughes right there. Like, this is J.C. Penney, sir, top of the line, you know? For sure, man. Y'all do y'all thing, man.
All right, Angry Man, respect to you, my brother. I didn't mean to hang up in your fucking face. Much love to you, man. My bad, dog. All right, we got that's the Angry Man. That's the motherfucker. We see him on Sundays, man. Check him out, the Angry Man. He's a bad motherfucker, a badass man. All right, let's bring in 678. I know this ain't Angry Man. 678, what's your question? How can we help you, sir?
How y'all doing? So my question is...
We're good. How can we help you?
My question is, I recently have broke up with my girlfriend, right? Beforehand, I used to, you know, always go after the woman, always, like, go after the woman, do this, do that. But now it's like, since I broke up with her, I'm struggling to get back into the dating world. Mostly, I've been focusing on my goals and aspirations.
Wait. You was never in it, brother. What the fuck you mean you were in the dating? You were never in it. What makes you think you were in it? Listen to what you're saying.
What is this whole idea of getting a girl and then falling off? Like, like you just stop being seductive and stop flirting and just get boring.
You're right. Because
I think as men, we should hold ourselves accountable to keep our game sharp. Always keep her on her toes, stay sharp, and do fly shit all the time.
Yeah, but his problem is he was in love with a woman. She dumped him. He didn't dump her. You got dumped, and now you don't know how to navigate by being by yourself. That's what you're asking us, right, caller?
Nah, bro. I broke up with her. For sure, I broke up with her.
But I'm not the one who can't navigate through the dating world. So what is your question?
But I was just asking, like, what would be, like, some – because y'all never, like, love somebody and you struggle to get back into, like, the dating world. And that's why I watch.
Wait, love somebody and get back in the date? Wait, did you say love somebody?
Yeah, bro, she was my shorty, bro. Of course I love the girl.
Your nuts have not even dropped from you. You don't even know what love is, kid. What the fuck you mean? You don't know what love is, man. Your nuts ain't even dropped from your stomach yet. You don't know what love is, man.
Come on, OG. Come on, that's why I called. Try to see, like, put me on game.
Yeah, but
like, that's why I called.
How am I going
to
put
you? All right, wait. See, let's get to this. All right,
you got it, man.
Can we get an example of what showed you that you were struggling to get into the dating world? What's an example? What went wrong? What happened? What was your realization? Like, damn, I'm rusty. What happened?
So it was like, you know, when you see, like, a group of women, right? Any dude that who knows how to hold a conversation with a group of women, they know how to make sure every woman is involved or whatnot. You feel me? And then, so that's easy. But it's just like texting. If I get the girl's number, then I just start falling off. I don't really have the energy to text anymore.
Caller, mm-hmm. Why do you hate yourself? Why do you hate yourself?
What you mean, bro?
No, I'm asking, why do you hate yourself? I'm just curious. Why do you hate yourself so much?
Yeah, I don't hate myself, but, you know, that's why.
No, you hate yourself. No, you do hate yourself. I mean, you're a king, a god, and you're an emperor, but yet you're pandering for numbers. You're begging for numbers. So I'm asking why you hate yourself. If you're supposed to be a man, why are you pandering for phone numbers?
No, wait, I think you got the question wrong.
Wait, did you say you get the number, you text me, you don't know what to do?
Yeah, it's like...
I thought that was what I heard.
It's like I ain't got the same, like, consistency before the girlfriend, you feel me? Like,
you never had consistency. Like, when did you ever have consistency anyway? You have no game. You can tell your mouthpiece is weak. You beg for fucking numbers, and you don't even know what to talk. Okay, listen. You know what a man does? He says, "Call me." What do you do? But hey, he says, "Call me." What you say is, "Can I please have your number so I can kiss your ass and beg you to like me?" That's what you're doing.
Hell no, nah, bro.
Because you don't even know what to say
shit.
To the. How's it good? Am I the one that doesn't know how to text a woman? You're saying it's goofy, but am I the one that cannot text a woman? Am I the one that's begging for numbers? No.
Bro, I think you misconstruing the question, bro.
I'm not misconstruing anything. I am listening exactly. I'm not boo-boo the fool. You said you don't know how to text. You said you asked for a number. Did you not say these things? Yes or no?
Nah, bro. I said I would get the number.
Yes or no? You didn't get her number.
Bro,
you said you asked for. You didn't give your number. You said you asked for.
Did you?
Yes or no? Did you ask for her number? Yes or no?
I got the number. Yes. Now what's the next question?
Yes. Okay. So you begged for the number. Okay. Hold on. Now you said you don't know how to text her. You said you don't know.
Out in the world, goes to get a female number that's begging for the number.
Wait. You want to know what the real ones do? We say, call me. I'm not asking a woman for a damn number. Why the fuck would I do that? What, you want me to be like you? You want to be like you and beg for a phone number?
But again, it goes to show why
you're pandering for numbers. Now, listen, caller, it goes to show why you're asking for numbers because you can't even hold a conversation with a woman. That's why you're begging for numbers because there's nothing about you that's exciting. No, bro, what?
Bro, what?
You're the one that can't text a woman.
Nah, I'm better in person. Okay.
Sir, let me kill that argument.
Okay, no breaks.
All right, hey, let me kill this argument. He says he's better in person. So let me ask you a logical-ass question, caller. What's the common denominator by you texting, you talking, or you being on the phone? Who's the common denominator?
I mean, in person, I always get the pussy.
I'm asking you a logical question. Who's the common denominator? You're the common denominator. So if you cannot text a woman, you don't know how to talk to a woman because you're the one communicating, dweller. You don't understand that? Wait, I'm sorry. Let me slow it down. Listen. Carl, listen.
Nah,
I know you understand.
I'm definitely, okay.
I know what the denominator is.
So what I'm saying to you is that you're lying. You're saying that I could talk to her face to face, but there's no difference between talking to her face to face and texting her because you're the common denominator. You're communicating you the same way. It doesn't change. So if you cannot talk to her, if you can't text her, then you are lying. You cannot talk to her face to face.
You ain't as good as you think.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, with that being said, now you.
Sometimes people put more into different aspects, but that's why, I watch the videos to always, sharpen on what I need to work on even more.
This is you got to realize, too, bro. I pride myself in saying I am not a texter. I don't like to text. I don't give a fuck about texting. And then you go on my Patreon and see some wild-ass sexual text, and she said this, and I said this, and I said that. So I really say that to say I prefer not to text. I prefer to say it to her face. I prefer to do what I got to do in person. And even then, you have to realize me saying I don't like to text and I'm not a texter doesn't speak towards my capabilities of texting. It speaks towards my interest in texting. So you said, well, I'm not a texter. So do you stop knowing how to talk when you have the type of message? Do you not say it out loud? Do you not imagine saying it to her if she was right there? Do you not imagine how she'll feel when she'll read that message? Do you not? Come on, bro.
Right.
No, it's not.
Okay, we got a lot of calls. Wait. All right, Carl, listen to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are the common denominator, okay?
Sure.
And it shows why you have problems, okay? The reason you have problems is because you are very inexperienced in the bedroom. You do not know how to kiss. You don't know how to smash. You don't know how to make her wet in between her ears. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm being honest with you. You're very bad at this because you cannot express yourself because you don't believe in yourself. And that's why you're begging for numbers, and that's why you're sitting around trying to ask us how to text a woman when you, Mr. Macho, I can talk to her face-to-face, but you can't send her a text message? Let me tell you something, caller. I don't care if it's face-to-face, on the phone. I don't care if I send a smoke signal or put a note on a dove. It's going to have the same impact because it's coming from me. I'm telling you right now. That's the difference between me and you. Because I don't
out a window.
Yeah, I could throw a rock out of a window, or I could put a note in a bottle and chuck that thing in the ocean and wait. It's the same thing because it's coming from a man. So you're not you don't understand manhood.
Hold on, OG. But I think how Ty was saying, he said he's not a Texan. You feel me? I don't really care about texting.
But let me explain something about Uncle Taekwondo. Wait. Let me explain something about Uncle Taekwondo. Wait. No, you don't need to finish because what you're saying is weak. You're making my ears bleed. Caller, I don't need to listen because I already know where this is going. Caller, listen. I don't need you to talk because you're asking us a question. Caller. Oh, let me just shut you the fuck up, please. I'm being nice to you. Listen. You're a surface dweller, and what you are saying has no significance in anything. We don't need to – listen, we got the answer. We don't need you to explain how you gave an apple to Miss Crabtree on Monday. On Tuesday, you looked at me, you dropped a pencil between Miss Crabtree's legs to look up her skirt. We don't need to hear your boring-ass conversations. Now, do you want our help or do you want us to talk, you to talk to us about a bunch of stuff we don't care to listen to? What do you want to do, 678? What do you want to do, sir?
Well, OG, you got to learn how to listen. Relax, okay?
Okay, wait. You are asking us a question because you have the problem. Why do you think we should listen to your weak-ass conversations when your weak-ass conversations have nothing to do with the fact that it's going to lead, all roads lead back to you don't have any game. You're scared of women. You don't have any laws. You don't have any rules. You don't have no narratives. You don't have any principles. You don't have a mission statement. You don't have a legacy statement. You don't have a vision statement. You're not clear. You're not concise. You're not impactful. You don't have results. You are running with fear. You don't have or don't even take risks. I can go on. So
Steve, how is if all that, all them ducks not in order? How can a man be anything to a woman when he's not even a man?
That's my whole point. But yet he wants us to hear his boo-hoo. Well, I have a boo-boo, and I need you to understand me. So we don't want to hear that because the women don't want to hear it. So wait, you know if the women, 678, I'm going to bring you in. You know if the women don't want to hear your weak-ass voice. Why do you think we want to hear your weak-ass voice? We already know what the answer is. But you want us to listen to you like a woman? Now,
Before we bring the next caller, see if we can make a statement.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
But, yeah, no. Yeah, go ahead. Is we done with this call?
Well, yeah, let me see if you got any other questions, because we got the calls waiting now. So what's up, 678? Do you understand what we're saying?
I understand, but you were doing a little bit too much, bro. You feel me? You were doing a little bit too much. Like, that's all I got to say.
Oh, wait. How am I a little too much? Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, caller. Do you want me to lie to you? Okay, wait, caller. Okay, I'm sorry. Caller, you're special. It's not your fault. It's the sky's fault. It's the squirrel's fault. Poor little squirrel. It's his fault. It's the leaves fault. It's the fault of that bird that's flying over the clouds. You're just a Mac Daddy guy in the world. So allow us to sit and let you educate us, because apparently Taekwondo and I don't have any game. So why don't we shut up and listen to you, almighty great one? Are you fucking serious, 678?
What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about, bro? I literally came up here trying to be respectful.
Sir.
And you keep talking.
Okay,
you
listen.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
Okay, wait. Why do I have to? Wait. Caller.
Caller. I came up here respectful, did I not? You trying to be like violent, bro. I'm not doing that. Don't
I'm not trying.
Like,
oh, caller. I'm just saying.
You going to put me on game?
Caller. Caller, do you feel threatened?
Caller, just hang up on us. Caller. Just hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone, caller. That's your life. Just hang up the phone. You're a loser. Just listen. I'm not the one calling about women. Wait, caller. I'm not the one. Wait. When I raise my damn hand, you shut the fuck up. I'm not the one that said, boo-hoo. Hi, guys. I can't win. I broke up with my girlfriend, and I can't manage through the dating world, and I don't know how to text a woman. Please help me out. Am I the one that said that? I didn't call you, Dweller. You called us. So you want us to listen to your weak, whiny ass? Do you want, and you think we're not disrespecting you? We're trying to educate your stupid ass. So either you're going to listen or I'm going to hang up on you. So what do you want to do? Do you want to talk or listen? What do you want to do, 678? We have a choice. What do you want to do? All right. Yep. Bye. Hang up on you. Okay, Ty. You got it before you bring in the other callers. Go ahead, man.
No, that's what I want to do, man. Cause they see us have to roast these callers and make these hard points and talk our shit so much. I'm gonna self-serve you an alley-oop, man. They gotta know that the main reason why me and Steve can collaborate on these things and flow so well and lock in on the level of consciousness.
Right.
But y'all have to realize a lot about Steve. And I'm gonna say this to you because I know you listen. You goes in. If you really look at Steve's content, no callers saying shit and the shit go this way or that way. You look at Steve's content and the pictures he paints, and then even let's say the video is directed to a topic of woman, right? It will even go so deep in the layers of who she thinks she is and how you maneuver with that as who you think you are and know you are and stand on as you are as a man, and on so many levels. And this is me giving Steve his flowers, because a lot of y'all see this roasting and all these calls and that shit go left. Y'all don't even dig the motherfucker y'all got in front of y'all. Y'all don't even dig the man y'all got in front of y'all and the depth that you can go into on this shit. And still, I feel like it really wastes our potential when we roast these dudes, because they don't even know. We can sit there and close the lines and talk the whole time.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But here's the thing, Ty, and I appreciate that. We're trying to help these young men like we're trying to help you guys. And we're trying to show you that you're the problem, but the problem is you're in your ego and your self-importance. You don't want to humble yourself and realize we're trying to help you. We don't need to hear your sob story, because just like the woman, we know your story as soon as you open your mouth. Listen, this is how deep Ty and I are. Soon as you open your mouth, you're telling us your story. You're telling us your story. We don't have to ask you anything. Gentlemen, listen to me real quick. When you open your mouth, the woman, Ty, and I have one thing in common. and we know what we have in common is you don't take risks. We know that you're fearful. We know that you guys don't lead by example. We, all three of us and all these women, know that you have no influence over anything or anybody. We know that you do not take risk. We know you don't have any high standards. We know that you are not accountable. We know you don't take ownership. We know you don't act decisively. We know you don't get things done. We know you don't focus in results. We know you don't like to succeed. We know you don't listen to understand because you try to get us to listen and want to validate you. You don't send clear, concise, transparent messages. We know you have no direction, no vision, no goddamn big picture. You don't even think strategically. And that's when you open your mouth, gentlemen. So what we're trying to say is we don't need to hear the story. Just ask the question so we can better help you. But in that answer, because Ty and I know game, Ty, this is a Taekwondo. Not wide, we have depth. And our depth is at a high rate that goes beyond your comprehension. But it's still on this, and unfortunately, it's the women see it as well. So what we're saying to you is, yes, we want to hear what's going on, but we'll ask you if we need more detail. You just need to ask the question, but you sitting here thinking that we want to listen to your sob story, how is that helping the next guy? How is that helping the chat room guys, okay? I'm sorry, Ty, but you got it. Lines are blowing up.
No, listen, you wasn't exactly how I thought you was, because what dudes had to realize that, I said, we get in these calls, we get in these discussions, and we look for clear conciseness and directly for you to get to what you want to say. We're not looking for the story, the background, and not. We just want to get to the guts of the situation, the core and root of the issue, and deal with it as directly as possible. It's not about what happened, who did it, why, what this happened, and then this, blah, blah, blah. That you're only, listen, 9 out of 10, you're only saying that to make yourself feel better about what happened.
Right.
You're only trying to, in a sense, save face or cover your ass, in a sense, and try to be, listen, this ain't that environment, bro. We just want to deal with what it is and get directly to it. It ain't about judging you. It ain't about, oh, you feel bad for this, and I got to feel like a man at the end of the day. And this, because you might need to be told. You want some dumb shit. That was corny. That was weird.
Right.
You're acting weird. You're being weird. You think weird.
Right.
And then for you to directly address the problem on its head, if that makes you uncomfortable, if that triggers you and offends you, it shows how you even do this for yourself. Because I am my biggest critic. I am my biggest, especially for things I care about.
Yes.
Dog, that was weird as shit. Listen, I will roast the fuck out of myself.
Yes.
No, we don't do that. What the fuck was that? No, that was corny as shit, dog. Listen, I say this to myself. So if I ever hear somebody check me on some shit and that shit real, and it's not on no hate and shit, but it's just real and dealing with what it is, I have nothing but to respect. I'm not going to get offended and cry. Well, keep saying a little nicer because, nah, man, that shit real, man.
And let me say something to all you guys listening. It's very important to piggyback off what Taekwondo's saying. The world, life, time, and the game all have one thing in common. They're not going to sit and stop moving so you can tie your shoes and catch up. That it does not work that way. And the problem is what we're trying to do is we are trying to show you that you do not have an understanding of yourself. You don't have an understanding of your personality, your tendencies, your values, your beliefs, your habits, your awareness. You don't know your awareness. That's why you're asking us. But what we're saying to you is that we're so cold in the game, we know the problem. We're trying to help you. But we're not going to tuck you in bed and give you warm milk. That's 3 doors down to the left. You're in the wrong room. We're here to help you if you want to be helped, because this is what men do. Men do not have time, and that's why women love us, because we treat women the same way. We're not going to sit around and hear your little sob-ass story because I got things to do.
And cause this, y'all got to realize, we're not the threat.
We're not the
problem. The real motherfucker is the problem, is the one who will come into your life, recognize these same issues, and then say, how can I capitalize off this situation? How can I take advantage of this situation? Can I extort this person for money, time, attention, resources of some sort? what can I do with this?
Yes.
And we're telling you, yo, get a fucking grip. Like, stand up.
That's it.
And you're like, man, I'm you're trying to use these titles and shit to have some sense of identity and strength. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. Listen, bro, I know it can sound good and it can sound cool and sweet and all that, but you're even mentally and subconsciously still on the level of signing up to what society makes
yes.
you feel powerful being, rather than what you feel powerful being and who you feel powerful standing on. Because guess what? Everybody gonna say everything. Somebody gonna sit here and say, well, Taekwondo never did this, so he ain't that, and well, he did this, so they can defend this. And guess what? It's not my job to correct my critics. It's not my job to, you know, applaud the people that support me. It's my job just to be who I am.
And what
you
he mean, and what he's saying is, it's not our job to explain ourselves to you or force you to understand us. That's not our job. We are the letter A. You have got to learn us. We are not here to learn you, because the level we're at is somewhere you're trying to get. You're trying to get into our neighborhood. We're not offering you to get in for free. You got to work for that. So, guys, we got 11 people in the call. We're going to bring you in. Please ask your question. We don't need to hear the story. Just ask your question. 614, you're up to 901. We're here for you. 614, what's your question?
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if y'all had any advice on discipline.
Yeah, go buy a box. Buy a box of 100-piece puzzles, and don't throw the box away. Dump the puzzles on your table. Throw the box away and start putting that puzzle together.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, okay. All right, let me tell you what I mean. Maybe I'm going too fast. So let me romper room this stuff. Get in your car. Go to the store. Get a 100-piece puzzle box and go ahead and pay for it. Don't steal it. Drive back in your car home. Okay? Dump the puzzle pieces on your table. Throw the box away and start putting the puzzle together. What part don't you understand? What don't you understand?
The part where I need a car.
Go then get your ass on the bus and go to the store.
All right, Carl, that's not even the most important part. Getting to the location is not the important part. What you should be asking is, why am I doing that? What will that do for me? What's my game? And then that's where I'm alley-ooping back to Steve, because Steve even has an elaborate reason behind why you should be doing this or why you can practice this. Because this might be the first time in your life where you have to trust yourself to do something, put it together and finish it without being told what to do, how to do it. And even on a simpler level, let's just make it simple. Having to figure something out that you have nothing and no clue what to do and how to do it. So now you have to talk to yourself. Now you have to say, wait, what the fuck? What is this in the first place? What pieces make sense? What is the frame? Should I do the corner? Should I start from the middle? Should I start from the edge and finish out? Even just metaphorically speaking, there aren't many things in your life where you have to practice this type of thinking, because guess what? People told you how to think. People told you what to do. And even if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, that's already the most fucked up part, because you're so invested in. You got a hand in the fishbowl, and you don't know why your arm is in there in the first place. So metaphorically speaking, I respect this endeavor so much, because there's a lot that people don't realize that they don't do on a day-to-day basis.
Right. And caller, listen, the reason I'm going to piggyback off of what Ty's saying, this is why I'm saying, you are nothing but handed down stories. Your religion, you were forced to believe a religion. You were forced, your parents told you to do stuff. Yeah, the society's told you to do things. Rappers, TV, everybody's been telling you to do stuff. You asked a question. I am showing you how to take the chains off and do the one thing that you have never done before in your life, and that is communicate with yourself for yourself and not anybody else, without anybody holding your hand and you taking off the training wheels. But you have to see it yourself. I cannot force you to see it. You have got to do what we're saying, because what I'm showing you goes beyond your thought and your comprehension of thought. But when you do it yourself, you will see it for yourself, and then you'll understand it. But if I got to tell you and hold your damn hand, then don't get the puzzle pieces and just be a loser all your life. So what do you want to do? Do you want me to hold your hand and tell you why, or do you just want to follow the instructions?
I'm following the instructions.
All right, good man. Now get your...
Hey, caller, guess what? Watch this. Watch this, caller. You mess with a woman, right?
Yeah.
And she's talking to you. She's messing with you. She's dealing with whatever the case may be. And you're the difference between the man that just does things because, you know, he is always the subject and sheep of life and following and not thinking on his own versus you as the man who thinks on his own, stands on his own, and knows why he's doing it on multiple levels. And I think that people just get caught in these words. Y'all don't even understand the levels to this why and the what. Do you understand the leadership of any word I want to pick, the leadership, the guidance, the strength, the ability to depend, that not as you are to her, but as you are on all levels? Because guess what? Then you start to realize, well, I don't want to be the man to her, right? Mm. I want to be the man to me, because guess what? There may be shit that I have done, thoughts that I have had, successes that I've had, or ambitions and goals that I have, that she may not even know. So in her perspective, I may be the man or I may not be the man, but there's even folds to me and layers to me as a man that she is not even aware of yet, or may not even be able to comprehend from her perspective. So you either can play the small game, I want her to think I'm the man and I'm cool and I'm handsome and I'm sexy, or you can start learning to understand yourself.
And yes, and caller, through the puzzle pieces will be the beginning of you mastering your mind, mastering your actions, mastering your development, mastering your growth, mastering your influence. But you have got to see it yourself. We cannot force you to be what you should be for yourself. That's not our job. We are trying to put you in a position so you can have a mindset that is infinite, where you can master your mind. The thing that you guys don't want to do is you always want to be told what to do. But we cannot have you defeat your limiting beliefs that hold you back, because your mind is holding you back right now. And I'm saying, and Ty is saying through our information is that if you just start listening to yourself and trust that voice and figure it out yourself, you will break the cycle that you're in. But you can't see what you're seeing. You're seeing a box of puzzles. Ty and I are trying to say that this is going to be your new beginning. What you are versus what you're going to be is the difference between your end and your new beginning. But if you do not want to get off your lazy ass because you don't have a car and you can't get on a bus or ride your cake-ass bike, then don't do it. Don't do it. We just move on. Because I'm not going to put a gun to your head. There are too many guys out here that want to win. So if you don't want to win, then I bid you the best of luck. And when you get married and you have your kids and the 3.2 kids and a dog and a pie out the window, your woman's going to be smashing me on the side because she's going to be sick of you as a male and not a man.
And Carla, even in getting the puzzle pieces and throwing the box away and losing the instructions and losing the guide and understanding what the picture is and how you have to make it from being told what to do, there is always something like that in life. Always. Whether it's, you know, when I was making my channel and, like, how do I get an algorithm and grow it? How do I stay growing and how do I stay around for the long term? And how do I be able to afford my PC parts? And how do I use my money and my time in the best way? And who do I have to know and how do I have to know them and to learn what I have to know? And what there's always some puzzle piece to put together. And when you're used to looking for instructions, you get in a sort of not just a cycle, but a sort of a stalemate of not doing anything or being enough or feeling like you're enough or being bold enough and trusting yourself enough to take the risk. Hey, I don't know. I don't have it figured out. But guess what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to listen. And to be able to look somebody in their fucking eyes and have them feel that without you even having to say it. And we start talking about being attractive to a woman.
Right. You know, because you know what attractive is to a woman is a man that is in control of himself, who can interpret himself and force the woman to go deeper to interpret him. That's what we're trying to say. But your problem is you're on the surface and we are trying to get you below the surface. All you got to do is follow the blueprint. Don't ask any questions because what you don't know, you don't know until you actually know it. But if you're told about it, then are you actually learning it yourself? No, we're doing you a disservice by giving you the answer. You have got to find the answer yourself. Once you find the answer yourself, you will then unlock something because you will then see that the world is not problems rather than opportunities. But you cannot see that until you see it. But you have to get off of your lazy ass and go get your puzzle pieces. And that's you ask where you want to start, it will give you discipline as well. It will show you how to work inside out. It'll show you how to create your square and your standards. So many things. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But you have got to see it for yourself. We can't see it for you because we've already been where you're at. So and that's what? Here's the thing about me and Taekwondo, or Ty and I, is that we didn't have to ask. We just did it. We didn't have to ask. We just did it. So now we're telling you to do it, okay, caller?
And the sad realization is, this is the last thing. We keep hitting this point. But this is the sad realization that anybody watching this has to understand. Nobody will do it for you. People will watch you burn, suffer, struggle, complain, lose.
Yes.
Not because they hate you. I'm not going to assume malice or anything like that. But because they can only help you as much as they can help themselves. And they may have never been led to even help themselves. They have been probably stuck suffering, struggling, making whatever ends meet in any whatever way you want to think is possible, more than financial. But you have to be the captain of your own ship. You got to take your own shit in your own hand. There is no way out. There is no savior. You are your savior. You have to create your heaven on earth. You have to create your own life. You have to take the will.
Yeah.
And even the concept or idea of that I'm waiting and I'm just, you have to go get it.
Yep. And I'm showing you a kindergarten way, a very simple way to begin a process of meeting the person that you don't even know. Because all your life you have been told what to do and how to think. And not one time in your life had you actually had a conversation with the man in the mirror. You've been looking out of the window all your life, and Ty and I are trying to get you to look in the mirror. So either you want to look in the mirror or you don't. It's not our problem. It's up to you. Okay, caller?
All right, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, respect. We'll throw you back in. Let's get to the next caller. Area code 901. Then we got another 111. 901, what's your question, sir? How can we help you? Sorry for the wait. What's up?
Appreciate you, gentlemen, for having me on. My question was, what led you or drove you to finding that sense of purpose?
What led me for my sense of purpose? Well, I have
you to find
what
it.
Drove me. Okay, I have always been born with a conquering mentality. I've always been born with. See, I was lucky enough to have my father in my life. And I always tell you, if you want to see him, go look up Ted Williams, Fox News, and you'll see why I'm an arrogant asshole, because I represent my father, who showed me what it means to be a Williams. But even though he showed me how to be a Williams, I still needed to learn game. So I had a mentality of making the well. And I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about me right now. I'm just saying that I had a conquering mentality. I love to win. I'm very competitive. I don't mind losing. I don't care if it's paper football, wall football, ball, pin dodgeball, kickball. I don't care if it's wiffle ball, throw up tackle, or 21. I set out to win. That is rule number one, rule two, rule 1,586,248. I want to win. And the only way I can win is make it all about me. I don't care about anybody else but me. And that is, I worship me. I love me. I pray to me. I am all about me. So that's my story. But Ty, what say you?
I say it was just my innate desire to question anything and everything, and then to realize that when you get to the bottom of these questions and then you get to the answers, it's like you start to realize they're at the benefit of everything except you. So it's like, well, if everyone out here is taking care of themselves and being selfish and doing what they want and for them, and then they'll even use you in the process, at what point do you decide to get in on this fun, what apparently that game of fun is, or play your own game, or decide your own rules, or live your own life by your own purpose and reason? Because you realize, I don't even think there's a choice between it. I think you're either miserable or you love your life. And even, you know, being content, as I would add to that other side, you know what I'm saying? But it just was the realization of what I didn't want for myself. I didn't want to struggle. I wanted to pick my struggles. I wanted to give myself my own struggles. It was hard being a full-time college student and trying to run a full-time content creation and career path and all that and trying to make it go together. It was hard trying to put the puzzle pieces on the ground and trying to figure it out how to put it together without having the blueprint of the box. You could either struggle like that or you could struggle by someone else's objective or someone else's prompt. So it's up to you.
Yeah, but
I chose my struggle.
Right, but caller, why are you asking that question?
Lately, I just been feeling like I've been floating around this rock like an astronaut, just like not knowing what the hell I need to do or what I want to do. Right now, I feel like
okay. Wait. All right, so I was gonna say, how old are you, big guy? How old are you?
20.
Okay. We appreciate the question, but let me ask you a question. How is you asking that question going to help you?
It's not so much as the I'm looking for a direction. It's just I need what I was looking for was more of like.
You know, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you where you fail. Let me tell you how your mind tricks you, okay? Your mind is screwing you over, your mind. What's your mind? This guy right here you're looking at right here, the mind. You're not asking me questions. You're asking about our life, and we are not you, and you are not us. So your failure in this is, regardless if we told you we just ate a bowl of cereal versus what we said, has nothing to do with the fact that you're not asking the right question. The right question is how do I start to find me versus what did you guys do? That's where you're failing. And I appreciate you asking the question, but it's sad that you want to know about my life versus learn about your life, sir. Does that make any sense? See, I see what happens when you go over to those red pill sides, and I can see remnants of that. I mean, and it's not a bad thing. You're out free from the cult. But the thing with you cult coming from that red pill bullshit is that you're always told how to – you're always told to think for – you always are told how to think. And I can tell somewhere in your life you have been taught and trained that way. That's why you came with that question. Because you want to look to our
– Go ahead.
Oh, please interrupt me. Go ahead. No. What you're saying must be important. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm all ears. I apologize.
No. I mean, are you sure? Because, I mean, if it's that important, I'll be quiet. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, what I'm saying to you is that Ty and I are trying to change your perspective. Don't ask Ty and don't ask me what we did. Because unless you have done everything we have done from conception to this point, you can follow it. Do not follow what we're doing. Learn how to follow yourself through what we're teaching. And if you cannot do that, there lies the problem. because you're looking to find the answer or the motivation through how we motivate ourselves. And that's why you're not going to win, because you, if you follow what we're doing, that means you're being the second best us, because we're the best us. So you can be us. There's no one can be Ty and no one can be Steve. But if you're trying to follow us word for word, bar by bar, then you're only going to be the second best us, and you're running away from the only you. So instead of saying, Ty, what did you do? And Steve, what did you do? Ty, Steve, what can I do to make my change for myself? That's where you got to start, young man. Ty, you got it, man.
No, you answered everything perfectly. I'm going to lean it back on this one.
So what
said everything
that
needed to be said.
Basically, what you're saying is stop following the script and just make my own.
You're the, okay. Wait a second. Are you not the creator of your world? Do you have to call? Wait a minute. This is gonna sound stupid, but it's gonna be deep here. Do you have to call Ty and I to pick up a remote control?
No.
Do you have to call Ty and I to grab your car keys?
No.
Do you have to call Ty and I to open up your door? Well, because the reason you don't need to call us is because you're one with yourself and you're directing yourself. Ty and I are saying it's no different. Direct yourself. But if you don't know how to direct yourself, then get coaching so we can show you how to do it. Because information like that is not going to be free. You want to know why? Because you guys can't even do the free shit. You can't even go get your puzzle pieces. So why would I give you the deep shit? You have to pay for that. I'm just being honest with you. So I'll give you a surface answer, but if you want depth, get some coaching, and I'll show you the depth we are at.
Just put me in a direction.
Hey, the direction is common sense. It should be, how can I or where do I go to get coaching so I can understand myself better?
When it comes to common sense and solid directions to find myself, then it's just literally looking inward and talking to myself and find out what do I need to know to be where I need to be. And that's where you're going about it.
Caller, if you want to be a lawyer, do you not go to law school?
True.
If you want to be a doctor, do you not go to medical school?
True.
So what do you think, what kind of schooling do you think you need to learn, gang? What, go to a ferry, go to a fair, a state fair, and play with the pigs and stuff?
What?
It's common sense, brother. But if you choose not to invest in yourself, I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. Listen, Ty and I are so cold, we don't have to beg you to come over here. That's part of the game. You've got to want it. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it. But most of y'all don't want it, because you don't know how to invest in life learning lessons. This is not something you're just going to wear. This is going to be the rest of your life, man. But your life is not important to you, because you're just missing the point here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, caller. Well, we'll get to the next question, but caller. But thanks for the call, okay, big guy?
Appreciate it, man.
I respect. Let's get to the carry code 111, then 870, then 904 after that. I'm sorry. 111, hold on. Let me get to bring in 111 before we bring. Hold on one second, 484. 111, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
What is being the solution, and at what point is it considered something?
What is the solution, and what point is it considered simping? Is that the question?
Yeah, what is being the solution to a woman, and at what point do y'all do? Is it considered simping? I just want to hear
wait,
y'all
wait, wait. When did the game become about women? You've already lost. Why do you worship women so much? It already shows you lost.
It's a question. It's a question. Don't.
Well, I'm giving
you.
Okay, I'm giving you the answer. When did the game become about women?
Steve,
tell me.
Steve,
I'm lost.
Steve, we've had
yes.
these back and forth too many times. I'm the same person.
I'm about
start.
Listen.
Just
okay, listen.
Questions.
Just hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone.
Let
we
me
can't
ask
listen.
My
listen.
Question.
No, listen. Wait. Let me pause this real quick. Listen to me. Wait. Listen. Sometimes things are not for you, and you have got to be old enough to recognize that you don't want to be a man. All you do is call and try to question me, and I'm sure you're going to question Taekwondo, And I'm not going to let you disrespect this dog, my man, on this show. So what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you is you don't want to know the answer. You don't want help. You're just like a woman calling and you're questioning us versus learning. So why are you wasting your time calling a man show when all you want to do is be a bitch? I'm going to open you up, but I don't know why you want to come on it that something is wrong with you. Is something wrong? No, I'm about to open it up. You talk to him, Ty. You talk to this dweller, man.
I don't know. You tell me. When is this something? You tell me. I'm curious.
No. Y'all say.
Because when you ask that question in that manner, it already shows that it is in your head.
No. I just need to know where to draw the line. I really want to ask Steve questions, but he got these ways about himself. I don't be feeling like doing a little back and forth. You know, I've been.
All right, I just asked you a question. I ain't asked you to talk about Steve. You ain't got to talk about Steve, man. So I just said, when does it become something?
That's what I'm asking y'all because I want to know. Y'all never got into the whole thing. Y'all took calls right out bat. So I'm trying to see what y'all consider the solution. And then what point is it sipping? Because y'all never really had to talk about the actual stuff.
Well, how would it become similar, though? When is that correlation? Where is that correlation coming from?
Okay, you said you was talking about women capitalizing off you, right? You're their solution. Their solution is to capitalize off you, but at the same time, it's considered simping. You see what I'm saying? I'm just going out what you said like two calls ago.
Did I say you're the woman's solution, or you are the solution? Oh, whoa. So hold on.
Okay.
The title is, there's no right thing to say when you are the solution. The concept comes from the fact that guys go, well, what do I say? What do I do? And they look for specific things to use in specific situations, copy and paste it, or reuse it from what they see. And then they go, and then they using that as the solution rather than becoming the solution, becoming the guy who can know what to do, when to do it, and why he's doing.
Okay, I got two more questions for you, Ty.
It's not anything about being her solution and being, you know, capitalized off of, because already if you are the kind of man who sees himself as the solution, you are already, see, no kingdom has just gold and no army. No knights. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
You create your knights. You vet her. You know what I'm saying? You have a filter for women and checking them. You know when people are trying to use you. You're able to recognize that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. I just want to get y'all thoughts on it. My second question is, it's always framed that it's the man's fault. Sometimes it's the woman, right? Sometimes you could have
the
man.
Jesus Christ. What I'll call her. What is the one? Tell
this
me what's the one thing
so
that's the
much
fault.
Instead of answering
what
the question.
Sir,
I'm going to
answer the
say.
Question. I just, sir.
Dang
you. You, I'm asking you. You sir,
like
you made a statement. Sir, before I'm trying to refrain from hanging up on this bitch. I'm trying to be cool. So call her. Listen. You just made a statement. Okay, stop. You just made a statement. I need you to stand on your statement. You said, when is it the woman's? Tell us when it's the woman's fault. Tell us, when is it the woman's fault?
I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah, exactly. You made a statement that it's the woman's fault.
I'm going to answer this. My statement is, you consider yourself a man. If you deal with a woman and she's not doing or behaving according to how you would like, you charge her. But it's always framed as though it's the man's fault. That's the only thing I was saying. So I was asking Taekwondo because he's new to the channel. I watch him separately. So I was asking him his thoughts on that.
But you made a statement that it's all what you said. It's the woman's fault sometimes or something, right? That's what you said. It's the woman's fault. That's what you brought up. You said something on the line.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
it's the woman's fault.
That's
so how is
the
woman's
process.
Fault? How is it the woman's fault when you train a woman on how to treat you?
If she don't move accordingly, you get rid of her. I'm saying that sometimes you can have a bad woman. That's all I'm saying. I don't feel like this back and forth. I don't.
Okay, sometimes you don't. Okay, women don't come in the box trained.
That's my sick call. Right. It's only her fault when she don't know any better.
But when she knows that you're not, well, when you're not standing on anything, she's going to keep testing you. It's never going to be her fault because you're supposed to be training her. If you're training her, how can it be her fault? So all I'm saying is we want to take the account. We want to be more accountable as men and stop pointing the finger at the woman because everything she's doing, you're allowing her to do. That's why I'm just. That's why I asked you the question, because when you make statements like that, it's very important for us to stop the statement, because a lot of people listening will take that statement as a truth if we don't correct what you're saying. That's why I stopped you.
Okay.
That's why I wanted you to give more clarity.
Let me say something real quick. You remember that answer the question shit? Like, that was a long time ago. I want to move past it. I don't want to go back and forth with you no more. I'm going to call. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to either get an answer or I'm not going to get an answer, but I do not want to.
Yeah, dating or something.
I don't understand this. I'm going to treat you like everybody else. You're not special. So if you ask a question, you're going to get the same treatment that everyone else gets when you don't know anything.
But you being cool now. How come you can't be this cool normally?
I'm always cool.
You being
this normally.
Cool, bro.
I'm
you
cool.
Being cool as shit right now.
I'm always cool this way when you listen.
I can't. Okay,
so
this is my last.
Do you
question.
Have any other?
Look, this
what's
my,
your last
this
question?
My final question. I don't want you to get mad, but listen. I've seen Taekwondo do e-dates. I've seen this man in action plenty of times. Seen him on this Melly. I forgot her name. Monaco, whatever. I've seen him in action. Will we ever get to see you do that so we can see it all apply at the same time and flowing?
See what?
You have to ask Taekwondo. He do these things called E-Days where he talking to the woman in real time and he just glowing and, he just digging deep and stuff like that.
So you're asking...
We ever get to see that?
Wait, are you saying you ever get to see it with me?
Yeah, so you like do an E-Day.
Do you
see everything you...
Wait. Do you actually... Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. What is me going on this E-Date, what is that showing you? Is that supposed to show you something?
Yeah, it's supposed...
What is that?
It shows us... For one,
but
it
I'm
validates
not
you and shows that... It shows that you really are the day, coach. We see
it validates you in your mind. It validates him in your mind.
I call her. Listen.
Yes. Because
I am not here to have it. Well, then that's a caller. I'm not here to explain myself to you or prove myself to you. If
you
don't hear the shit that I say,
I'm
answering your question. I'm answering your question. I'm answering your question because I keep telling you it's not my job to explain myself to you or prove myself to you. If you feel that I have to go on E-Date to prove
it.
Okay, then if you haven't listened to my shows, then apparently, no, I don't have
we
game.
Listen,
I just started
we ain't
this today.
Seen it
no, right.
There's a difference.
I'm sorry.
Saying, we ain't got to see y'all with or without a girl to know y'all ain't got game.
Right, but no, he caller, I don't have game, so you don't have to listen to me anymore. I just started this yesterday. I don't know anything about women, okay? So now
you
can stop bothering me, okay?
You're being passive-aggressive. I'm just
but, no, I'm not
passive-aggressive.
And caller, you got to realize.
What's up?
Excuse me.
What's up?
As much as you can see on camera, right? Oh, let me go up my door. As much as you can see on camera from a conversation, right? It's not even say E-Day. Let's say it's IRL. You'll go approach a girl or you do this and do that. That we are on the level of confidence. That's a snowflake on the tip of the iceberg of game. That's not...
And I understand that. But
is she
going to
come over and make a meal for you? Is she going to come over? Listen, you ain't listening. That's only a snowflake on the tip of the iceberg game. That is the bare minimum. I feel like any man should be able to go up to talk to a person, say why he's talking to her, get a number, whatever, or have a conversation with a woman. She's human. When you get to the real levels of the game, excuse me, is that why she realizes that you're the fucking man and how you show her that you're the man and why she should fuck with a man like you. That's the game. It's not listen, I said this in the last show. Getting women is not impressive to a man that gets women. Only dudes who don't get bitches are impressed by that, bro.
That's what I don't understand. He wants me to validate him.
Y'all running with a narrative. I never said I had an issue with women. What I said was, I've seen you do it when we get to see him do it. That's all I said. Y'all running.
I don't even take my E-Day serious, bro. Why are you taking them serious? I say I do it for content. I just look at it as a low effort situation. I just go in there and have a conversation, bro. That's not even the iceberg of the game. That's not the conversations we had on or off camera. That's not how over a long period of time she fell in love with a thug. That's not none of that, bro.
The game only starts right there.
Why do I have to prove myself to you? What is that going to do for me?
I never said you did. I didn't say you had to do it.
I'm not going to do it, though.
Okay,
I'm not going to do it.
You could have said that.
Well, because to even ask the asinine question.
Oh,
shit. Right, it's done, but it's sad. It's sad that you're a grown man that needs to watch another man talk to a woman to feel complete. Is that me? If I talk to a woman, what does
it feel good about me as a man?
When are we going to see you call her? Call her.
All right, caller.
Caller, we don't do that for validation. Okay. We do that so you can get what you want out of what you asked us for advice for.
Caller, all you got to see is if you go to my front page of my website and you scroll down to the videos and watch me tell the guys what to say to them, get the women to play with their pussy live on the air, unscripted, you will see that I'm beyond a fucking date. I'm getting these bitches to play with their pussy and submit the pussy. So,
It can be scripted.
You're never in this battle because I remember I did something with the Steph is Cool comments. And I was like, yeah, we won. She slid in my DM after that or whatever. And the comments was like, no, she didn't.
Wait, Matt, Ty.
You don't have the place.
Ty, he also missed when we were on the show. Did a guy not call into the show and on live with you and I, on live, unscripted? Did we not look that motherfucker up live on the air? Did we not do that live?
I don't know. Maybe we didn't. Maybe that wasn't
enough.
Maybe we got to bring a girl's ass right here. Have her bend it over and just like start.
A simple question.
You know what I'm saying?
Of what you do. Okay. I'm not calling you a fraud. Don't get it twisted.
I'd like to tell you why.
That's it.
No, because it's beneath me.
Okay,
I'm not talking. But I'm gonna tell you why. Okay,
Steve, how about we let him expose what his level of game mentally is? So, Carla, is it a flex when a man fucks a woman? Like imagine it's this girl you want and you found out a man fucked her. Would that be like a great thing to you? Like, would that be like a damn, he fucked? All right.
Hell no, there wouldn't be no flex.
Would it?
I don't.
Oh, you're lying. You definitely one of them niggas, bro.
If we're so corny, why do you keep calling? If we're so corny, why do you keep listening?
Hey, y'all,
I'm like a real life troll. I fuck with you. You're the only nigga in the comments. Bye, loser.
This
is one of them niggas.
Bye, loser. I'm hanging up on you, loser. Let's get to the other callers. 647, what's your question? 484 next.
Yo.
I don't need it. 647, what's your question, man? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up, sir?
What up, D? What up, Taekwondo? I appreciate y'all for taking my call. It's time to be here on the show. But my question is, it's about work related. So just a breakdown, I'm 17 and I'm looking to get a summer job, but I'm already employed right now. So how would you go about, like, talking to a manager or supervisor saying, like, you know, I want to have a summer job, but I still want to be placement. I still want a placement there for, like, you know, schooling time. Does that make sense?
So how is it a summer job if it's going to end up being for more long term?
No, I'm just looking for a temporary summer job.
But you just said it might go into school, though.
No, I'm currently employed right now, but I want to have a job for summer, and then the job I have right now to go into the school.
So you didn't even have to mention the school part to the summer job. What I'm saying is that your bid, what you're going to have to do when you go in there, even if you know, let's say you don't just do online applications and you don't just do, you know, like whatever. Let's say you do word of mouth. Somebody tells you, go in this place. They're doing open interviews, right? They're doing open interviews. You go in there right now, you can get hired tomorrow. You have to be able to go in there in that interview and put your bid in. It's not fill up their ranks and prove yourself.
Like,
put your bid in. Listen, you're not listening, bro. You're not listening to a nigga that can do this shit anywhere and any time. Because y'all got to realize this is where the game comes in, too. It ain't just talking to women and getting their number. Do you want the fucking answer?
Caller, can you shut the fuck up and listen? I'm trying to be quiet and patient with you, caller.
Yo.
But you're asking a question. He's trying to give you the answer, and you're fighting his ass on the fucking answer. Do you want the answer or not? Or do you, wait. You want us to be quiet, and you want us to tell us the fucking answer then? What do you want to do, big dog? I'm trying to be patient.
What is there to talk about? You asked the question.
Shit.
I don't get it.
But I'm not talking about the bid. I'm just talking about talking to my manager about this.
What do you think?
That is the bid.
Caller, what do you think he's telling you? Oh, my God. Damn. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Shoes tied on backwards, man.
Fuck.
He got his shoes on back, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you realize?
Oh, my God.
All right, tell me what it is. My fault. I don't understand that issue. My fault. My fault. Correct me, gang. I'm stupid. Please help me understand. Oh, my God, bro. Correct me, bro. Listen, I'm wrong then. I misunderstood the assignment.
Nah, go, bro. Go.
Oh, my God, bro.
My fault.
No, go ahead, bro.
Nah, you were talking about the bid.
You
could you go ahead, bro. My bad, bro.
No. Bro, do you not realize this is excuse me. Remind me of Civil War.
Yeah, I had to Jesus moment. I had to walk away from that shit, dog. God damn. Woo!
Caller, make this as direct as possible because maybe it's right in front of your face. You don't even see it. It is your bid to take all the pieces in play and get them to do what you want with them. If you don't even know how to word it to your manager in a way that will give them, that will listen, make them smile when they shake your hand as you just got done fucking them. You don't know what you're doing. You won't even be able to get that other job and go in there and talk to them and, so let's hire this man tomorrow. This is our guy. If you don't even understand the presence that you need to have when you're walking into this room, you don't even understand how to get your cards in order to say what you need to say to get the people to do what you want them to do. Because you don't even have to tell the other job, oh, this is just a summer job and I got another job and then when I want to go, you don't have to say all this.
Mm-hmm.
You've given too much information. You can go in there and just do what needs to be done. That is your bid when you go to that other job that you're trying to get. And then when you go in there and, you know, you figure out whether they're hiring or not. Like I said, But I say best case scenario is the open interview. You go in there and you could just walk. You know what an open interview is, right?
Yes, sir.
Just show up. Just show up. You get an interview. Just show up. Whether you applied or not. Most likely they'll be like, they'll want you to apply and you would tell them pull up your application or whatever. But let's say you just walk in, right? At that point is when you put your bid in. Hey, listen, I have reliable transportation. Here's my availability. I know I can be free 3 days a week. You don't even have to tell them you have another job. You can just say I'm available such and such days a week during these times. I know how I'm going to get here. I know how far I live. I know I have experience or whatever in this position. I know what to do, X, what, blah, 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 fill in the fucking blanks. You put this bid in. They say, damn, we want this young man. You might not even have to quit the job at the end of the summer. You might be able to say, oh, I'm about to go to school, X, Y, and Z. Can y'all just keep my name off the schedule? And, you know, just keep my hours down low. Because that's what I used to do. I used to have a summer job, but they liked me so much that they would keep my name on the books so that I can come back and just do whatever I want. So when it's spring break or winter break or whatever, I can just come back and clock in. And they weren't even doing seasonal workers. But I had so much fucking game that they were able to just cheat the system a little bit and keep me as a technically not seasonal but seasonal worker. That's what you do when you have game. You fucking break rules, you do what you want, and you get the people that fuck with you, you get what you want out of the world, bro. You talking about it's not my bid to oh my, bro, that was crazy, bro.
Yeah, so Carl.
Man, that blew my fucking mind,
Carl,
man.
All right, Carl, we'll throw you back in. Good luck with your thing. We got the calls to grab. All right, we appreciate you too. All right, 484, you're up, 870-904, 314-470-688. We got you guys, and we will open the lines back up. Let's finish with these eight callers. We'll open the lines back up. 484, you're next. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, sir, okay. Right. We hear you, sir. Go ahead.
All right, so my question is, and I appreciate y'all. I'm 27, by the way. I want to understand just a little bit about the demographic. How old is Ty? How old is my main man here talking? So you can understand.
It doesn't matter our
experience.
Age. It doesn't matter. Our age doesn't matter. What's your question?
Right. So getting to the point, right? Do you feel like as men growing up now, we should hire a female assistant to understand how to delegate?
Delegate what? What, your Tampax?
We don't know.
Wait a second. Are you fucking with us right now with that question? That's a serious question? You're kidding, right?
I'm offering encouragement.
All right, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
More encouragement.
All right, okay, okay.
Hold on, Steve. We might be squares.
Help
us understand this.
Yes,
make this case for us. Maybe I'm missing something. Teach us this real quick.
Yeah, it has to be about the woman, so tell us.
It's not about the
pussy. Tell us about
the
woman.
Thing is, learning how to be a leader is what I'm saying. Do you think we can become
Well, how does a woman
leaders?
Teach me how to be
okay,
a leader?
Okay, wait. All right, hold on. So, learning how to be a leader is the goal, right? That's the goal.
Correct.
You got to baby step me through this. My brain not processing.
Yeah, how does a woman help me with that shit?
So that's the goal, right? So you said getting a woman as an assistant.
Correct. Knowing, like, we have a virtual.
You said it. Don't say it for what? No, you said that.
No, I didn't say for what.
That's the goal. The goal is learning how to be a leader. You say.
Correct.
Sir.
Now, call it. Now, is this any woman? Carla, listen, for this woman to teach you how to be a leader, what are you looking for in this woman?
Exactly my point. Is it more an investment? So what I'm looking for is, can they sit here and
So you don't even know?
And do,
So we know what the goal is. We know what the common goal is. Learning how to be a leader. I can respect the goal. I can honor the goal. But then when you say hire a female assistant, Correct. In order to teach me how to delegate some, whatever that is, right? Whatever that however that fits into your goal. To delegate what? Your life? Your choices? I don't know, right? Let's
exactly,
just say that, right?
Exactly my point.
You don't even know what you're expecting from that female who can do that job?
Wait, caller. I don't. Okay, caller.
What I'm saying is,
what does a woman have to do?
You came up with this plan on the back of a.
How do what is how does a woman teach you?
You don't even know what you would expect to see in a woman who could make you a leader.
Yeah.
Let's just say this idea is crazy. Let me play devil's advocate. You don't even know what woman you're looking for to make you that. Even though she can, there is no woman that can.
How does a woman make you a better leader? Explain that.
How
does a woman make you a leader? Caller, just how does a woman make you a leader? Answer that question. How the fuck does a woman make you a leader?
How does a woman make me a leader? By following my direction. That's how a woman makes me a leader.
You're
only using her to practice building your ego to make you feel like
God,
a leader.
God, dude, you're so fucking feminine. Are you fucking serious? are you serious?
It's
you're actually
wrong,
asking. Wait, brother. You're a 27-year-old man asking us how to find mommy? You want a woman to show you how to lead? A fucking woman can't lead you to do shit.
Nah, bro. I'm not saying so.
What do you mean now what?
So I'm saying be an alpha male about it. I'm not saying be a beta.
Dog.
Be a beta male and
Wait. If the gay ain't
dweller,
surface dweller. If the game is not about women, what the fuck are you bringing a woman into this shit for? What does she got to do with the game? Ain't got to do with the woman.
Okay, so Go ahead, because this is your platform.
No. We're gonna let you go. Listen, you're in the wrong place. This is a man space here. You need to go three doors down to the left to that red pill shit. And learn about women, because we don't do that over here. You're in the wrong place, buddy. You're in the wrong. I'm not trying to be funny. This is not the right place. Because motherfuckers
will
get
there in a certain age gap. What I'm saying is, bro, when do we realize that it's not about hobbies no more? It's more about investments. Marriage is an investment.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Sir.
What the?
I feel you, bro. I'm off this.
Dog, you don't feel me, and I'm not your damn bro. So stop calling me that shit. And stop saying you feel me. Don't touch me. Well, I'm trying to tell you, dweller. Oh, you hung the phone. Wait, you don't hang up, boy. You look, I'm going to call your bitch ass up and cuss you out. All right, 904, you up, sir. How can we help you? 314, you're after that. 904, what's up?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. What's your question? What's up?
All right. So, like, what should my intentions be when I approach a woman? If you get what I'm saying?
What you tell us? Tell us. Wait, stop. I don't know. I can't read your mind. Tell us. What are your intentions?
So, like, basically, I'm trying to get out my low energy. Like,
what the fuck? Wait. What is low energy? Wait. What PUA or red pill place did you come up with saying that goofy-ass shit low energy? Please talk like a man in this space. There's no such fucking thing like that. So you talk like a man.
This is what I'm saying, like. I feel like females can read.
What do you feel?
Attention.
Tell me about your feelings. Well, what do you want? Wait. Can we read your mind? Can we?
No, but like this is what I'm saying. Like they bitches be like, they be like, oh, you just want to fuck and shit like this. Like, what should I want out of?
She can smell it. Listen,
She can smell it off you, man. You can, dog. I don't even know you, and I'm going to tell you what you are, and I'm going to tell you what the woman sees. A weak, spineless individual who cannot communicate himself to a woman. So what he does is he talks sidebar shit and walks on eggshells. So now, with that being said, what is your...
She knew you just wanted to fuck when you asked her three times what she was doing.
Wait. You don't believe that. I'm not the one calling asking this stupid-ass question, am I?
All right, wait. Hold on. Call her. When she said it to you, what happened directly before that?
I mean, like, she be saying, like, that being, like, flirtatious, right, ways, and I be, like, still, like, fucking at the end of the
Hold on. You break it up. Say it again.
You hear me?
Say it again.
You hear me? Like, you asked on what happened before.
Sorry,
that.
Fix your cooking phone. We cannot hear you. Shake the phone a little bit. Shake the phone. Say it again.
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Move that, wiggle that fucking cord, man.
So, like,
what's up?
Repeat.
Pull out that antenna a little farther, bro.
What was the question?
I don't know. What is your question?
What happened right before she said, you just want to fuck, don't you? Or whatever you said, she said. What happened right before that? What do you think in your mind made her say that?
Well, I was trying to fuck type shit.
So she was right.
So she was right, you weak motherfucker.
Yes,
I was right about calling you a weak, desperate motherfucker. So why are you so thirsty? Why are you so
like,
damn desperate, dog?
It's not even. It's not
it
even
is
that.
That. It
this
is
one,
that.
One, well, it is that. It is that.
I know it's that.
Bro, yo, Carlos, everybody sees it except you.
Everybody sees it.
We all smell it. We see it.
Okay.
We hear it. You're the only one pretending.
Pretending we stupid, dog. We can see
but
how desperate and needy you are.
But rather than be a man about it and just say, you know what, I do just want to fuck.
I know.
And baby, there ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just where I'm at in my life. That's just what I want to do. I ain't. You rather than be really player about it and really embody that and then take that truth and then separate yourself from the pack. You chose
no,
to turn. What did you do? You lied? What did you tell her when she said that? Wait, what did you do when she said you just want to fuck and you knowing that you do? What did you say?
Hold up. I'm trying to think.
Did you
like,
tell her you weren't?
No, I don't even think I
wait,
feel like
did you,
I didn't.
Did you tell her you weren't, or that you weren't just trying to fuck? What did you do, bro?
I phrased it in a way that he told her that I wanted to fuck, but it's not that, just that, like, I wanted to be her friends. Like, I didn't just want to hit once. Like,
how old are you? How old are you?
Wait, so you told her, if I can't fuck you, you know, I'm just see your friends. You that desperate.
That's what you told her?
Nah, that's not what I told her. That is not what I told her.
Carla, how old are you? Wait, stop. Wait. How old are you, man? 7, how old 15, are you?
15.
You got to be, I say 15. How old are you?
Damn, bro, I'm a grown-ass man, bro. Like, I don't feel comfortable saying.
All right, this is the last time I'm going to ask you how old you are before I hang up on your fucking ass. How old are you?
Damn, bro, I ain't getting respectful with you. I'm just
all right,
to,
take
like,
care. Next caller, error code 314. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
I mean, bro, hold on. You can't make that up.
Right. You
call that an answer. Yo, what do you do when a girl says you just want to fuck? And then come down to it, he really just wanted to fuck.
Yeah, he did. Yes, we can hear you, 314. What's your question, sir?
All right, so I'm going to get straight to the point. Damn it, fuck. I don't know.
Is
how
that straight
talk,
to the point saying Is that saying to the point saying
look,
I mean,
look,
Jesus Christ.
I don't
Christ.
Know how to get straight to the point when talking to people. Like, I just.
What do you
I
mean straight to the point?
You know, like.
Well, wait a second. When you.
Well, you got straight to the point on that one.
Wait, and when you order food at McDonald's, don't you get straight to the point when you order fast food?
Nah. I do. The
wait,
same
so
thing.
When you go to.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm about to hang up
bro.
On you, man. You wasting our time, dude.
No.
All right, man. You got 2 seconds to ask a proper question. I'm moving on because we got to reset the lines. So what is your question, man?
All right. Real shit. So when I'm talking to people, I try to be perfect, you know? I try to bend to everybody's needs and do all that.
Because you're soft. You're soft.
Right.
Right. So what's your point? We know you're soft, so why don't you just accept that shit? Just accept you can't
because
be a man.
I don't want to be one.
Accept
it. I don't want to accept being fucked.
Well, you got to accept it, man. Everybody can't win. Everybody can't make the football team, buddy. You just got to accept where you're at. You're just a zebra, and it's okay. Just keep chewing on that grass.
I can't.
What do you
want
to say?
That's
you,
what I'm called.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you because you don't want to learn. I promise you don't want to learn, so I don't want to waste my time telling you something that you ain't going to do.
All right. I'll listen. I just don't understand, like, what's going on.
All right. No, you understand. That's what you're – okay, listen. Your purpose in life is to be a bitch and chew on grass and go meow. Our purpose is to eat meat and go roar. See, two different things. So in the jungle in the Serengeti, you have to sit and watch us fuck, and you just sit and wish that you can be us. Because your lot in life is not to be a man, sir. So you just got to embrace it. Just embrace it, man. Just don't fight it. Embrace it. Everybody can't win, buddy.
Nah.
What's,
all right.
What?
I can't what? Accept
what
it.
What Well, of course you can, because you're living. You can't express yourself. So, what is there not to accept? You want me to lie to you and tell you you're a winner? Is that what you want me to lie to you?
No.
You want me to lie?
You being 100 with me.
Okay.
I'm happy you being 100 with me. I'm just like, for me,
I can't
accept it. I want better for myself. You feel me? That's
no, you don't. You don't want better. No, you don't want. You don't want better for yourself, because if you want it better for yourself, you would already have coaching for myself or Taekwondo, but you don't. See what I'm saying? So you don't want better for yourself. Does that make any sense? Right. See? Oh, no, you have to hear me. I'm just telling you what it is. You don't want to win.
No, like,
At what point do you decide being someone's footstool is probably the worst treatment you could have gave yourself in the contract that you had to your body, bro? In your temporary time here.
Right.
I mean, were you born to be someone else's perfect thing, or were you born to be whatever the fuck you want to be?
Be whatever the fuck I want.
Why were you born? I mean, it really goes back to that. Why were you born?
Mm. Yeah, you were born to serve me, buddy. I appreciate your service. I want to say thank you for your service.
You gotta ask yourself that, bro.
Yeah, I think it's kind. If I can send you a fruit basket, I would, because all the women I'll be fucking because of you. I just can't help but say thank you. All right, caller. Well, we'll throw you back in if you have nothing to say, because this dead air is too much for us. So, Erico 470, then we'll reset the lines if Ty's free. 470, what's your question?
Yeah, for sure, man.
What's your question for us?
I'm back in my bag.
What's that?
Is the Wells Fargo card here, John?
Wait, sir, are you talking to us or somebody else?
Which card do you use, like a debit card?
470, who are you talking to? I'm about to hang up on this motherfucker. I think you got the wrong number. No, you got the wrong number, but let me go ahead and reset the lines again. I'll reset the lines. Yeah, guys, we're going to reset
the lines. Card
or you talking about debit cards and shit, man. We don't need
some bullshit.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit, but this is why, and we're not trying to be mean to y'all guys, man. I mean, we got a guy asking us, listening to a woman, to learn how to be a leader. That's how bad things are for y'all guys.
That same thing blew my mind.
I'm
so curious sometimes. I was appalled to see the levels to that bullshit. I said, okay. So if a woman can do that for you, what kind of woman can? Jeez. That's just like, what does a unicorn look like? Is basically what I was asking. You know what I'm saying?